Call today, 337-263-3389. Dex Outdoor Power.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Okay. Weight's out of control. You want to do something about it, but you don't want to go in and take injections every week. How do you solve that problem? Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner across the street from Whataburger in Leesville, can put you on a weight loss program, and she can actually mail the injections to you. That's right. Come in, get set up on it. They can mail the injections, and you can start losing weight. And do it quickly. Get in touch with Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, across the street from Whataburger in Leesville, and get your life back under control. What's on the movie? Arthur the King, Cabrini, Imaginary, just some of the movies at Parkway Cinema. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Get show dates, times, prices, everything you need to know. Tomorrow, it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Today, it is one of the most influential people in Baton Rouge because of the position he holds, my good friend, State Representative Jack McFarland. And Jack, you have had a busy, busy session.
Ted, it's a barn burner is what I call it. We started as soon as we were sworn in with a congressional special redistricting session. A week after that, we had a two-week special crime session, and immediately following that, we began budget hearings, and hopefully we'll wrap up our budget hearings today.
So how's it going so far? Is the good guys winning or the bad guys winning?
Ted, I think we're seeing some positive legislation moving forward. I think the good guys are winning for a change. I think the voters in Louisiana, you know, they expressed their opinion and they said, we want a change. And I think you're seeing that all the way from the redistricting to the crime special session. And even in the proposals you're seeing now in the legislature as it relates to insurance. I mean, this is a big week for that. Got a lot of insurance reform bills moving through this week. You know, the budget, once again, we're steadily working on it. We know we got some significant shortfalls coming next year with the roll-off of the 0.45 sales tax. The best way to get prepared for that is start making those necessary preparations and appropriations this year.
You're ahead of, what, the appropriations?
That's correct.
And that's the one that determines where the money is spent and how much, correct?
It is. House Bill 1 starts on the House side, and the governor presents his executive budget. We get it, I file it, and then we make amendments and changes to it based upon the budget hearings after hearing from all the state agencies and all the stakeholders and all those that have their hand out asking for more or some that don't even deserve it.
I could give you a list of those. So the House and the governor are conservative. There's no beating around the bush on it. They're a very conservative group. I still have my concerns for the Senate. There's just too many senators not as many as they were, but there's still senators that are Democrats that are registered as Republicans, and it's hard for them to be really conservative. Tell me I'm wrong.
You know, Ted, I am concerned. I'm hearing some pushback on the insurance reform measures. I'm confident that all those measures will move out of the House. I do think there will be some significant challenges in the Senate.
But isn't this time? I know Alan Seabock's with us. Alan Seabock is a conservative, and he's going to vote with the bills that you've got. But isn't it time for people to call their other senators and say, look, the free ride is over. It's time to let's be doing some serious business in Louisiana.
It is, Ted, and I think that when the public starts making those type phone calls, that's when legislators start listening. I've had a lot of phone calls this week from educators and school board superintendents and all those type that are paying attention to some of the legislation being proposed. So when people call, I'm telling you, your legislator will listen. If he doesn't, vote him out.
Yeah, and that's a great point. So tell me right now, what do you anticipate the budget? Give me a round figure of us having a budget at the end of this session, the amount.
So my goal is to have what we call a standstill budget. We had almost $2.5 billion of federal money that rolled off. With that roll off, there's been a reduction in some of the state general fund necessary to meet the obligations to receive those federal funds. On the flip side of that, there's state general fund being redirected to backfill some things that are a priority. So my goal, what I believe, is you'll see a budget come out this year between $42 and $43 billion.
What was it, say, 10 years ago?
Oh, man, look, when I got there and I started serving on appropriations 9 years ago, it was $27 billion.
So it's doubled?
It is doubled, almost doubled. A double would be 54, but I think it was last year, year before, we did almost break $50 billion budget.
Do you think the roads, the schools, the crime is two times better than it was 9 years ago?
Absolutely not. You know, COVID played a significant role, and I think it really it did a disservice to our children, our educators. It played a significant role, the hurricanes. But, Ted, what that did was an influx of federal dollars. I mean, it was just billions of federal dollars coming in, not just to Louisiana. That was happening in every state. And, you know, the problem is, and look, this is a piece of legislation you'll appreciate I had yesterday in my committee that I brought, is I want to know, as a legislator, I don't even know what federal dollars an agency in the state is applying for. I don't know how much they're receiving. I don't know what the strings attached are. But yet I'm tasked when the federal program ends with continuing to fund that program because, you know, Ted, when you start something, how do you stop it?
So I guess my question is, that person wants to turn an old dilapidated depot into a museum. That person thinks the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame needs more money. That person wants a walking track up in Ouachita Parish. Those kind of people, how do we get the message across that there is no Santa Claus in state government, only taxpayers?
You know, that's been a question for decades, and I don't think we'll answer that question in a 30-minute phone call today. I think that legislators are constantly being pressured, and the requests are coming in, even from your local governments, for those type projects, things that they would like to do that they don't have the money. Are they great and are they a benefit to our constituents? Yes, but, you know, I always like to say, Mr. Taxpayer or Miss Taxpayer, would you rather me build you a park or build you a road? Would you rather me build you a good water infrastructure where you got quality, safe water to drink, or would you rather me build you a splash pad? I mean, it's a matter of priority, and, you know, we all represent a constituency, and that's where it all begins.
But give you an example. My good friend Larry Bagley, nice guy. I don't agree with his politics. He's got a bunch of bills introduced that primarily drain the budget. One giving free health insurance to retirees of the Sabine Parish District Attorney's Office. Another one setting up more people in the Clerk of Court's office. So do those automatically get passed, or do other legislators look at that and say, enough of this already?
You know, Ted, that's one of those cases where, give an example, let's use the Sabine DA bill that Mr. Bagley has. I tell you, when you look across the state, there's half the parishes, their DAs have that. So at some point, half of them got it and half of them don't. And if you look at it, the majority of the time, the ones that don't have that benefit are all North Louisiana parishes, but the ones that do get the benefit are the South Louisiana parishes. So at the same time, I understand what you're saying. I also agree in some way with Representative Bagley, because all those things that you're talking, well, not all of them, but that one specific thing, those are things that have been happening in South Louisiana for decades, and North Louisiana has been left out of it. So
I guess our attitude is that taxpayers are already on the hook in South Louisiana, so let's put them on the hook in North Louisiana.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's the best attitude, but the fairest thing about it is if you're going to give it to one, give it to all, and if you're not going to give it to all of them, then don't give it to one of them.
So why do we in state government always give all the benefits to state employees, yet the taxpayers, they work to 65 or 70 to retire on Social Security, they never get those benefits?
No, you're right, Ted. It's very challenging. There were some changes in the law made in the last few years, and now state employees are complaining because they're no longer going to be eligible for those retirement benefits that you and I are talking about that have been offered in previous years. Now the only benefits that they're going to receive are much just like you and I. If they invest their money, it's going into a 401k, just like you and I have to go invest in, with an investment firm, regardless of who it is. Now they're in the same position we are, and they can either do that or just wait and depend on Social Security, and that's it.
Our guest this morning, State Representative Jack McFarland. We'll be back with Jack in just a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884. Check them out on Facebook, and you can always go to their website, bassheatingandcooling.com. Don't forget, when you call them, tell them you heard it on the radio, get an additional 10% discount off your bill.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacago High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Fork 'em Demons.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today. Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Gun and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now, retirement sale, and Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, Nichols is open today, just about every day. And they've got a lot of great decorating ideas in their stores in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. The Moore family, they provide gifts that you can't find anywhere else. Stop by a Nichols store today. State Representative Jack McFarland, our guest this morning. Don't forget, Paul Johnson comes up at 8 o'clock this morning on the No Hostage Report till 9. Jack, let's go down some of the real critical issues. Insurance. What kind of reform do you see? Anything significant?
So I know on the property side, we're making some substantial changes. I don't see a lot of opposition. I think everyone's pretty much coalescing behind some changing in the rules and regulations, even some changes in the laws to get these homeowners' policies lowered throughout the state. You know, when the policies go up in South Louisiana, that creates higher policies and premiums in North Louisiana as well. So I think that the challenge is on the auto and side is where we're going to have our challenges. Is obviously, you know, the trial attorneys are, you know, that's where they make their money, and they're going to fight to keep the laws the way they have them because it's to their advantage. So that's where the real challenge is. I do believe that there are going to be some there is going to be legislation passed. I do think will increase the opportunity for insurance companies to come back to Louisiana and be willing to ride again. I think that if we don't make those changes, especially on the on the auto side, you're going to see more businesses fail. You know, we're just going to continue to have those problems with higher premiums. So that's the real fight is on the auto side, the personal injury, or what they like to call down here, tort reform.
Okay, well, let me get to a topic that really interests me. At the end of the session, will the logging industry be better off?
If we pass most of these measures, the logging industry will see some benefit. But, Ted, you know, this is what I tell everybody. This isn't going to happen overnight. When you do change the laws, it takes 6 months to a year to get those laws implemented. And I think you'll see another year of relatively high premiums because it just takes that length of time to get insurance companies to the market.
But if there's light at the end of the tunnel, people accept that.
I think they do. And, look, I do think that there will be some pieces of legislation. I know the real fight everybody's talking about is with collateral source. But, look, tomorrow I have a direct action bill. The direct action, collateral source, and two-year prescription are pretty much the three hottest or biggest bills down here this term and as far as reform for auto insurance. So those were the three places I think we really need to make some substantial changes, and I am encouraged that some of that will happen.
Let me ask you a political question. Jeff Landry, when he was campaigning for governor, was a very strong conservative, made it very clear what he wanted to do. But quite often in politics, people say one thing, get in office, and do another thing. It appears to me that Governor Jeff Landry in office is doing exactly what he said he would do when he was running for office. Your comment.
Well, I agree. Thus far, I can tell you, you know, he said he wanted to get in there and address some of these issues with the redistricting. We've done that, but we also continue to do that because we still have a Supreme Court map we're trying to draw. The crime, I mean, you know, Jeff Landry campaigned on that, and we pushed through some significant changes in our judicial system and the way individuals will be treated if convicted. And I think that those are both things that he campaigned on significantly. Now, you know, on to insurance and educational opportunities. And I think that's what's going to be the two biggest things coming out of this session. So we'll see. I mean, you're hearing a rumor about the Constitutional Convention to give us the ability to address some things that are very difficult when you can't just pass legislation. You have to.
Well, before I go to break, let me ask you about that real quick. I was always against having a Constitutional Convention with Edwards in office because I didn't like the outcome. I quite frankly would like to see one now. You think that's going to happen?
I do. I think it's a real possibility. The piece of legislation to do that, as I appreciate it, has not been filed yet. So, I mean, until I see that legislation, you know, I can't say a lot about which way it's going to go. You know, I hear different things about it, but I have not seen it. So I guess we're all just sitting here doing like you, Ted, playing the waiting game.
Our guest this morning, State Representative Jack McFarland. The Red River Game Special Olympics open with a torch run for athletes who compete in track and field events, arts, crafts, and field day games at Northwestern State University, March 19th. Athletes from Sinlaw, East Nacogdoches Elementary, Fairview, Goldana, Lakeview, Marthville, Nacogdoches Central, and other schools participated. Northwestern State University.
Nacogdoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Nacogdoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Nacogdoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Nacogdoches or call 318-357-0380.
Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service is located in DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Our hours are 9 to 5, except Fridays 9 to 4 and Saturdays 10 to 2. After hours appointments if needed. We know the tax laws as well as changes in the filings. We stand behind you from the filing and through any issues with the IRS. We will get your tax return completed and filed with the best results. For an appointment or more information, call 337-463-2000. Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
And welcome back. Need to schedule that eye exam? Go to Louisiana Eye and Laser. They provide 14 locations in Louisiana to serve you close to home, Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. You can call to set up an appointment, 318-487-2020, or go to laeyeandlaser.com. and need cataract surgery, they are the professionals. Talk to those people today. You'll get great service. State Representative Jack McFarland's our guest. Save the best and the most important for last. And education seeing some major changes if it gets all the way through the process. What's the chances of people that have their kids at, I'll use an example, St. Mary, getting some assistance in paying for education, Jack?
Well, Ted, that's a big question because to pass ESAs, we have to have the money to fund them. And right now, that's just not available. So I do see the opportunity for some ESAs, for especially for the disabled children. I do think that has a great possibility of passing and being funded. But when you start getting into all the public schools and all the children, that's the challenge. Okay, it's great to give the parents the freedom of choice, but how do you pay for it? And that's where the significant challenge comes in.
So
the teacher accountability part, I'm hopeful we're working on that. I think that there needs to be a fair playing field on that. I don't think it is right now on teacher accountability. So we need to do some things to improve that. Additionally, the legislature over the last several years has passed so many certifications and requirements that teachers have to be certified in water safety. And, I mean, look, the list was almost 17 pages long. Now, think about that. And so we're taking our teachers out of the classroom and training them on all these things that I honestly don't think is what we intend our teachers to be doing. And so we're looking at, look, we're making them do this every year. So at the very least, we're going to take some of these certifications that we're requiring them to have that I think are senseless for teachers, and we're going to at least do them every 5 years and get it off of them for every year. So there's a lot of change and reform being done in the educational system to improve our opportunities for our children.
So how much longer is left in the session?
But Ted, we have until June the 3rd, so we got several more weeks.
When will we really start finding out what's going to happen, what's going to pass, what's not going to make it?
So for an example, today you got some of the insurance reform bills in the Senate. Tomorrow you'll have them in the House, and then as those bills start coming onto the House floor and the Senate floor and start going across the chambers to each respective legislative body, that's when you'll kind of see. Once those bills come off of out of the House and over to the Senate, and if they come off that Senate floor without significant changes and come back to the House, that's when you'll know if they're going to end up on the governor's desk and make any significant changes. So I think it's going to be about another 2-3 weeks on the insurance reform, and you'll know what's going to pass, what's not going to pass, what Governor Landry is willing to sign. I mean, look, Ted, if you get in there and make too many changes and it waters down the bill, what's the use in passing?
So here's my question. Will Governor Landry rely on his people in the Senate that support him to run these bills, or will Governor Landry get involved directly himself in the Senate?
You know, I haven't seen it yet. I know Governor Landry was very active in the House and the Senate promoting the crime special session, so I would expect him to do the same. I know that, you know, he's always said, look, I want the legislative body to be independent. I want y'all to go out there, pass the laws. If you get them to me and get them on my desk, I'm willing to sign them, but you got to get them to me for me to do anything with them.
State Representative Jack McFarland with us this morning. Jack, thanks so much for sharing your time. Look forward to next month.
Thank you, Ted. Have a good day.
When are you coming back? I miss you more than you will ever know.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Biles Welding and Tractor.
Biles Welding and Tractor, Highway 171 North on the bypass in Manny, is your LS Tractor dealer in this area. See Junior Biles and his staff for all of your welding, tractor parts, and tractor repair needs. Biles Welding also carries snapper and grasshopper mowers. They do small engine repair as well. For welding fabrication, call Biles Welding and Tractor, your local LS Tractor dealer,